98.1 KZE, MK with you on your Thursday afternoon, and delighted to welcome to the studio from Red Hook Responds. We have Red Hook Responds Executive Director Michael Ferrante. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, so great.
And yeah, and we also have the board chair, newly elected board chair, Susanna Hermans. Welcome.
Hi, MK. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming in. Always enjoy doing these live. And Susanna, you have a deep connection to KZE that I didn't even know about.
Oh, I sure do. My dad is on Saturday mornings and his show New Harmony.
Maybe you've heard of it.
Yes. So, you know, for decades he's been on the radio doing his thing.
That's so awesome. And meanwhile, you have been saving lives.
Well, you know, kind of. You know. Don't give us too much credit.
So tell me a little bit about Red Hook Responds just as an organization. When did it start, and what do you guys do?
Yeah, so we are a food access agency. We help our neighbors get the food that they need to live. We have programs like a meal delivery service and a community pantry in the Red Hook Community Center, where we give folks free food off the shelves.
Awesome.
To help in a time of cost of living difficulties.
Yeah.
We started in 2020 during the pandemic. You know, everything was shut down, and one of our co-founders, Dan Budd of Taste Buds Cafe, you know, he wasn't doing a whole lot of business because everything was shut down. He thought, I have skills and people are hungry. How can we put these things together? And what we found was, even after the pandemic, need didn't go away.
No.
You know, we to this day are serving meals every single week. People can request a meal online or call our helpline, and those are free of charge, no questions asked, delivered to their homes 6 nights a week.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think there was a moment in the pandemic when we all thought, okay, this is going to be it. We're all going to realize that you know, pure capitalism is not working and we need to have better social safety nets, and this is going to be the thing that creates the change. And unfortunately, at the legislative level, it didn't happen. But on the community level, there's a lot of organizations like yourselves that came out of that crisis that are now, you know, responding to ongoing crises. And thank goodness you are.
Yeah. I mean, we were fortunate enough to start in a time when people had time on their hands to really set up a amazing volunteer system that Red Hook Responds runs on. And to be able to continue past a time when people have decided the crisis was over, it just means that we're able to respond to new crises as they come up, like this SNAP benefits being suspended for the month of November. We were already seeing an increase in need with just regular requests for meals before then. So in 2024, we had about 8,000 meals delivered for the entirety of the year. In 2025, up till this point, it's 11,200.
Wow.
Yeah, so we are seeing
massive leap.
Right, and this is before SNAP started to happen to really boost these numbers up. So in Red Hook and Rhinebeck, it's a lot of older adults who are homebound, who can't get out to get themselves food or can't cook themselves because it takes a lot of physical activity.
Yeah. And they may not necessarily have family to depend on.
Exactly. So we're dealing with a lot of social isolation. We're dealing with a very car-centric infrastructure, which means that folks who can't drive are going to be more challenged to get food. And we've got a cost of living crisis. We have seen in our own budgets the cost of food go up. I've heard people talk about the cost of their packaging at the post office going up 60% year over year. So people are really struggling to make ends meet. And so organizations like ours are extremely important to help keep communities safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you know, that begs the question, how do you continue to run? Is it a volunteer effort? I imagine donations are welcome.
Absolutely. Donations and volunteers are what we need at all times. You know, we've really seen an incredible surge of support these past few weeks after the SNAP sort of drama of earlier this month that seems to maybe have been resolved, but not permanently, and, and not in any sort of way that we can really truly rely on going forward. You know, we've seen our volunteer numbers grow. We used to get 2 or 3 new signups a week, and we've been getting 8 to 10 the last few, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And we also are like putting out a lot of volunteer hours. We're over 8,000 volunteer hours donated this year.
Yeah.
And the thing I really like, I started out as a volunteer myself, that I love about our group is you can volunteer as little or as much as you want. It's an online system to sign up. We have all kinds of different jobs to do, whether it's actually driving meals to people's homes, preparing meals in the kitchen with our chef, or we even have jobs you can do from home if you can't drive or you don't want to. We have remote work as well. So there's all an opportunity for anyone who has a little bit of time to give.
Yeah.
And you can do as much or as little as you want. Mm-hmm. You know, an hour a month or 10 hours a week if you really want to go all in. So, you know, it's a great group.
You mentioned a kitchen and a chef. Where do you do the actual food preparation?
Yeah, so we moved into a new kitchen at the Christ Church in Red Hook, right off of Broadway. That happened in May of this year. Our chef, Chef Leslie Pulver, she's been a local legend around Red Hook and all the restaurants that she's cooked in. She's now our executive chef, and she is amazing. We have to use Regional Food Bank for a lot of our food for the soup kitchen. Mm-hmm. So we don't get to choose what we get, and we get to watch Leslie come up with the most amazing recipes off of the most random things that are available to us on the food bank list. So it's really impressive the kind of food that we produce, given that we are a nonprofit and we are using Regional Food Bank. But we get donations from partners like Migliorelli. We have Hardy Roots giving us fresh produce in during the growing season. We are receiving bread from Bread Alone. So a lot of folks in the community, a lot of businesses in the community are helping out and rising to the occasion. It's just the occasion asks for more rising the time.
It honestly, this kind of sounds like the concept of like one of those like Bon Appetit cooking shows where it's like, okay, we have 500 zucchini and some tomato sauce and like, you know what I mean? And like, you have to make like a thing out of it. Have you ever thought about doing a YouTube channel?
Honestly, Chef Leslie is dying to do a pantry cooking class because she wants to show people how to make really good meals out of what you find at a food pantry.
That's a great idea.
We are still trying to figure out or trying to get all the folks in Red Hook and Rhinebeck to know who we are to meet the need that exists right now.
Yeah.
So once we get all that established, we're going to really start to expand what Chef Leslie does to really help with the realities of cooking from a food pantry.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so that's YouTube channel. It's a great skill to have.
Exactly.
And it's not an easy one to pick up.
And she's got excellent star power.
Yeah. We're talking about Red Hook Responds, and so obviously it's an amazing resource to have in the community, and I love that you can just sign up online. Tell me again, for folks out there listening who are like, oh my goodness, this could really help me out, what is the best way to reach out to you guys?
So you can visit our website, which is redhookresponds.org, or call our helpline, 845-640-4788. I will say that we are called Red Hook Responds, but we serve every address located within both the Red Hook and Rhinebeck school districts.
Okay.
So if you live in one of those districts, you are eligible for any of the services that are offered on our website, which include meal delivery, free meal delivery, pickup of prescriptions or groceries, our food pantry deliveries that we do on Fridays. If you can't make it to the food pantry yourself, we'll deliver for you. And there's a few other wonderful things we do as well.
Like what?
We have a neighborly chats system,
ooh,
especially for folks who might live on their own and not have a lot of social interaction. We have volunteers who will call those folks up, folks who want to get called, and just have a chat with them and catch up with them and see how they're doing. And
that it's is just so important.
A beautiful sort of way to cut down on isolation.
If you've ever spent a few days alone and not talked to anybody, you know how important that is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And what else? Any other programs that we should know about?
So we have a backpack program that we work with the Red Hook Central School District on, where we deliver food to students in the Red Hook Central School District. We also have a, just blanked on the last one. Largely around food and ways to ensure that
folks
are getting fed and not being lonely.
I want to backtrack a little bit because, you also service the Rhinebeck area, and I think there might be like a little bit of surprise from folks hearing that like there is a need for, food aid in the Rhinebeck area. I think there's maybe like a little bit of a misconception that like everybody in Rhinebeck is rich, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And that is not the case.
I think I would think of it kind of like Tammy Duckworth once said that anyone would be lucky to become disabled because as you get older, your body just starts to break down. It's important to think about how the need for food isn't just about the ability to acquire it yourself or to cook it yourself, but rather whether or not you physically are capable of being able to access that stuff. So older adults, once you get that age, you're going to recognize that standing up in front of a stove is impossible.
Yeah. Opening a jar
is impossible.
Sure.
So to those folks, they might have a ton of resources at their disposal, but they have no means of actually doing any of this themselves. And every human needs food.
Yeah.
So it could be that they are resource deprived and they need us because they can't afford food on their own. Or it could be that they are physically incapable of getting food by themselves or preparing it for themselves.
And, you know, another kind of effect of the cost of living crisis that people might not be thinking about as, you know, a contributing factor to more people experiencing food insecurity, especially older adults or, you know, folks who have a hard time getting around or managing for themselves. Maybe at one point they did have family members or community members that they could rely on who are now so busy just trying to make ends meet for themselves that they no longer have that time and that ability to help their older or, you know, more struggling community and family members.
Yes, it's all connected. And there is, in addition to the cost of living crisis, as you said, there's a care crisis. Mm-hmm. And we are at the intersection of both for both food and for community isolation. So it's one of those things where the more people get involved in whatever way that makes sense for them, the better communities will be. And so if you're not in Red Hook and Rhinebeck, but you're in the Hudson Valley area, just look around and talk to folks to see what your community is dealing with and what kind of struggles are there. There are always going to be food pantries that need extra help or need support. So it's worth looking into your zip code to see what kind of food pantries you can help out.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, the crux of the matter is Red Hook responds. We just want people to know that you guys are out there, that you are doing what you do. If you need the help that Red Hook responds can provide, please reach out. That's what they're there for. And if you are somebody who's able to help, then also reach out, whether that's volunteering some time, even if you only have like a couple of hours a week or a month or whatever it is, or if you're able to make donations of food, I'm sure cash would be very appreciated as well.
Always.
Yes.
Yeah. What else should we know about Red Hook Responds?
One of my favorite things is a lot of our volunteers use it as a way of being social and also like getting in connected with their community. So if you are feeling like you want to access a part of Red Hook community, come join us. The volunteer shifts are with a lot of lovely people who are a blast to chat with.
Yeah.
And not to toot our own horns, but our employees, our volunteer coordinator, Diane, and our chef, Leslie, are just amazing folks. And it's just really nice to work with people who care so much about keeping our community safe.
That is actually an excellent point. I mean, I don't know if you are on Reddit as much as I am, but it seems like every other week on the Hudson Valley subreddit, there's somebody being like, how do I make friends? Like, where do I go? How do I meet people? This is how.
Genuinely, this is how.
Yeah.
The folks that you're going to meet who volunteering with you are folks who share your values about keeping the community safe. So you're going to be able to meet people you wouldn't necessarily meet in your own network and get to, you know, help them do good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm so grateful for the intergenerational friendships I've made
volunteering
with this organization.
Yeah.
I love intergenerational relationships. They're like some of the best.
And it's crucial. Like this is how community is built.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. Yeah. Is there anything else that we should know before I send you on your way to get back to work?
Do you mind if I plug our website and phone number one more
time? That's what we're here for.
Awesome. So our website is Red Hook Responds. That's redhookresponds.com.
Nailed it.
.org.
Thank you. redhookresponds.org. And then our helpline phone number is 845-640-4788.
And are you on social media that people can follow?
We are on Instagram and Facebook, so check us out there and follow us.
You can find us on the website at redhookresponds.org.
Cool.
Yes. And I'll also mention that if you live in Red Hook and Rhinebeck, you should have a little something from us in your mailbox this weekend. So if you have a couple extra dollars to send our way or could use services or want to volunteer, that will be coming into your mailbox to remind you.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. This has been delightful.
Thank you.
Thank you, MK.
redhookresponds.org, once again, is the website.